こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masu Sensei. This is episode 170. Today in this episode, we will learn about ということだ which means it seems that, I heard that, it is said that, etc. Now let's go. Verb, dictionary form plus ということだ Noun plus だということだ Na adjective plus だということだ E adjective plus ということだ This means, it seems that, I heard that, it is said that, it is written that, it seems that. ということだ can be used to give an explanation or interpretation of something. Sometimes this can be based on fact,And sometimes it is based on things that people have heard. It conveys hearsay, similar to そうだ compared to そうだ which also expresses hearsay, it is characterized by being closer to the source of the information. For example, according to the weather forecast, it will rain tomorrow.Weather forecast is 天気予報天気予報 According to is noun plus によると So, 天気予報によると It will rain tomorrow is 明日雨が降ります明日雨が降ります So we will change this into dictionary form and put together with ということだ天気予報によると、明日雨が降るということだ。天気予報によると、明日雨が降るということだ。This is same as 天気予報によると、明日雨が降るそうだ。Another example. I heard Mr. Tanaka has a fever, so he can't go tomorrow. To have a fever is...熱があります。熱があります。So, dictionary form plus ので In order to say because, we have many expressions. In this case, let's use ので So, 田中さんは熱があるので To go with 行きます Potential form negative is 行けません。So here we will change it to plain form and put together with ということだ。田中さんは熱があるので、明日は行けないということだ。田中さんは熱があるので、明日は行けないということだ。This is same as 田中さんは熱があるので、明日は行けないそうだ。Now let's make some example sentences. The manager says he has something to talk to you about, so he wants you to come immediately. The manager is 課長、課長。To you will be あなたに、あなたに。Something to talk to you about will be 話があります、話があります。In order to say because we have many expressions, let's use から here. 課長はあなたに話があるから Immediately is すぐ、すぐ。Want someone to do something will be 手 form plus 欲しいです。So want you to come will be 来て欲しいです。来てほしいです。Let's make this into plain form and put together with ということだ。来てほしいということだ。課長はあなたに話があるからすぐ来てほしいということだ。課長はあなたに話があるからすぐ来てほしいということだ。According to the doctor, this disease cannot be cured with medicine.Doctor is お医者さん、お医者さん。According to is noun plus によると、お医者さんによると。 This disease is この病気、この病気。To cure is 治します、治します。Potential for negative is 治せません。We will change this into plain form and put together with ということだ。この病気は薬では治せないということだ。お医者さんによると、この病気は薬では治せないということだ。お医者さんによると、この病気は薬では治せないということだ。I heard Mr. Tanaka pass the exam he took last month. Last month is 先月、先月。To take an exam is 試験を受けます、試験を受けます。So, the exam that he took last month, this will be a relative clause. The order will become 先月受けた試験。先月受けた試験。To pass is 合格します。合格します。This is something about the past, so we will make this into ta form. 合格した。And then put together with ということだ。田中さんは先月受けた試験に合格したということだ。田中さんは先月受けた試験に合格したということだ。In addition to ということだ。In conversation, とのことだ and んだって are used. とのことだ is used in a formal situation and んだって is used in a casual situation. For example, I heard Mr. Tanaka will quit the company next month. Is that true? Let's say this is a formal speech. Next month is 来月、来月。To quit the company is 会社を辞めます、会社を辞めます。So we will change this into plain form and put together with とのことだ。田中さんは来月で会社を辞めるとのことですが、Is that true? Will be 本当ですか？田中さんは来月で会社を辞めるとのことですが、本当ですか？田中さんは来月で会社を辞めるとのことですが、本当ですか？ I heard that prices will rise even more starting next week. Let's say this is a casual conversation.Prices of things is 物価、物価。Starting from next week will be 来週から。Even more is さらに、さらに。Something rises is 上がります、上がります。So we will change this into plain form and put together with んだって。物価は来週からさらに上がるんだって。物価は来週からさらに上がるんだって。So today we learned about ということだ which means it seems that, I heard that, it is said that, it is written that. This can be used to give an explanation or interpretation of something. Sometimes this can be based on fact and sometimes it is based on things that people have heard.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。